You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
Good. You know what time it is. Podcast night. You know, my name, I go by EA. Carolina King, one half of it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you already know. It's your boy Chuck Two Nights representing that 803. Columbia, South Carolina. And you know the vibes.
Carolina Kings, bro. Yeah, you know tonight, man, we got our first very own guest, special guest.
He's special.
I've known this guy for a long time. You know, we go way back. Nah, we got my talented younger brother, Chavez. I don't know what he's going by these days, but Chavez.
Big Uno.
I know him. Big Uno.
Yes, sir, man. About time I done got on here. Let me stretch my wings and fly. But now, what's up, everybody? Like you said, I'm his little brother, Chavez. I'm basically both their little brothers, really honest. I've known them my whole life. But I'm Chavez Goodwin, a.k.a. Vez, a.k.a. Big Uno on the court. Man, I got a lot of nicknames, but those are the ones I'm going by right now. So,
a.k.a. Paper Chasers, a.k.a. Mr.
Bitches. Big Uno. Nah, L.A. About them boys part like the Red Sea, bud. No, we stand under the basket.
Move, get out the way.
We're glad to have you, bro. It's gonna be real fun tonight. Real interesting.
Nah, I appreciate y'all, man. It's a big honor to be y'all first guest on here, man. So I can't wait. Let's get to it, man.
I did want to do something else first, but we ended up losing a music icon this week, so it's only right that we talk about this first. We lost Darkman X this week, DMX, at the age of 50. So he had an overdose last week, and they had him on life support for 7 days, and he still showed no brain functioning, was in a coma. So he ended up passing. And I mean, that's a huge loss, man. Anybody that was ever around him, all they can tell you is he always had words of wisdom. I mean, from his music, you can tell he always had words of wisdom spitting. Just life lessons, stuff he done been through, stuff trying to teach y'all. But yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, man. Earl Simmons, also known as Darkman X, DMX. Yeah, bro, I remember a whole lot of great memories associated with dude in his music. You know, that's like an era. Now it's like middle school, high school. DMX is like the hottest rapper around. You know what I mean? Point blank, period, hands down. Especially when he came out with Hell Is Hot and, you know what I'm talking about, and the Flesh of My Flesh. Same year. Legend don't even begin to describe it, far as I'm concerned. But I just hope he's really at peace right now, you know. And I say to him as an ancestor now, and you know, comfort to his friends and families and loved ones, man. That was a hard hit.
Yeah. To paint the picture from my perspective, being a young dude, when I was basically, so like, remember listening to rap, DMX was like already a top rapper. It was like him, Eminem, and like Ja Rule, like they're like the hottest shit, hot new stuff. When I was like probably 3-4 years old, I remember like being in the car with my brother and my dad, mainly my brother, listen to that music. I'll be walking around here, talking, stop, drop, shut him down, open up, shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was at the time, but I knew who DMX was. Like, he's always been like a big music icon to me personally, you know, and just kind of got me off guard. Like, I think it's not everybody else on guard, like, hearing him pass away. I mean, especially being at 50, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's young.
Yeah, everybody got their own clock though, so you can't really never know.
Exactly.
Yeah, never know. Dang, man.
Yeah, we lost a legend. That one hurt. Yeah.
Chicken shut in once again.
Yeah. Hey. It sucks, man. But I don't have anything else. I would leave y'all with a prayer, but I don't want y'all to be in the same spot I am. But no, but hey, to move on. Last week, we actually did have a listener message us, and want us to get on some points about the new gun bill. Yeah. I did go and do my work, my research. I did my research. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a gatto pistol holding nigga on these damn streets anyway. So you know, no problem talking about this. But it was actually not just one bill; it was two bills. The first bill is the HR 8 bill, which basically is going to start making private dealers have to do background checks. Because I don't know if it's all, but I know most private dealers don't have to have they don't have to do a background check in order for somebody to get a weapon. And the way this little loophole they found this out was in Odessa, Texas. I think what year was this? It was a couple years ago. It was a couple years ago when they had the gunman who killed 7 people and injured 20 more. He went to a private dealer and got his firearms. But if private dealers, with this bill, is going to make the private dealers have to do background checks, because if that private dealer would have did a background check, then he would have never got those weapons, because they would have saw that in 2014 he failed a background check to get a weapon because he had mental health issues. So so that's actually a pretty good bill. The next bill was the HR 1446 bill, which is basically just trying to stop the they call it the Charleston loophole. When the white supremacist Dylan Roof, when he was able to purchase a gun, and wasn't from a private dealer. He went to an actual big time dealer. But the only thing is, when you do the background check, and they call it a Charleston loophole, because if something goes wrong with it, the background check don't come right back like it usually does. You have after 3 day business days, you can just get the weapon. Yeah.
What? And that's not gonna be a sign why you shouldn't get it, because it didn't bounce back.
Exactly, but it's one of those things where you kind of have to like fine print it. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to read the fine print. So he found it, and he used that. That's what happened in 2015 when he went inside the church and killed all those people that were praying. That's messed up.
But yeah,
is there
any other bills?
Yeah, it's just those two. Yeah. Okay. And those bills, I mean, at the same time, those are two big important bills. They're not trying to take guns away or any of that, because a lot of times Democrats do be trying to do stuff to get rid of guns, but they're not trying to. They're just trying to protect people, because as far as like doing background checks. 170 felons and 50 domestic abusers are stopped every day due to background checks. So you just think about how that would increase with hitting those private dealers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, just on my take on it, I think it's good that they're having some type of legislation on it, man. Because guns is like, it's a big deal in America, man. Like, that shit is like part of the culture.
It's the Constitution.
You know, part of the culture. Right? Yeah. Like racism, bro. You can't take the guns, you can't take the racism. But, I mean, it's going to prevent a lot of, like, unnecessary deaths, bro. Because people who shouldn't have them, they don't need to have them. And then, to me, and later I go a little further, because it's certain types of guns that don't even need to be on the street. You know what I'm saying? What you need, an automatic or semi-automatic right before? And, I mean, if you say for hunting, that take the sport out of hunting. Like, don't make sense.
Yeah,
you
know, but Chris Tucker said the best in Money Talk. He said, guns don't kill people. Stupid motherfuckers with guns kill people. So hopefully, these keep the stupid motherfuckers from touching the damn firearm.
Man, hopefully, yeah, but hopefully. You never know. You know how America is. People try to find loopholes around any and everything.
Like Charles and loophole. They gave Dylan Roof a gun because shit didn't come back within 3 business days, like it says in the rule. That shit crazy.
Yeah,
Exactly. So that's why I'm happy about this bill. It's going to hopefully clean up a lot of mistakes. But at the same time, I ain't going to say this is going to be, you know, foolproof. I'd be crazy to think this is going to end all the problems.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
It is a sign of it going in the right direction.
Yeah, it is definitely going in the right direction. Because, I mean, they can find other ways to get weapons, but at least you're stopping them at the actual source. They have to do something that's more illegal. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of half of that, but I do want to add this in here because, you know, we are the Carolina Kings representing North Carolina, South Carolina. South Carolina, they passed the bill already. If you have a gun permit, concealed weapons permit, that you can open carry in the state. If you're trying to pass one now, if you don't have a permit, you can open carry as long as you're not a felon, which if you're a felon, you can't possess a weapon anyway. But I just wanted to put that out there real quick, and I want to put out to all to my people of color, man, all African Americans, man, don't follow this shit up. Do not follow
this shit up. Yeah, it sounds like
you got your setup. You got like your concealed weapon permit. Conceal your weapon, man. Don't walk around with that shit out. They shoot us if you ain't. They shoot you if you don't got a weapon. But what you gonna think if they did?
Nah, yeah.
I'm putting that out for my brother and sister, man. Don't do no crazy shit like that. I don't give a damn if it is legal. There's a lot of shit that's legal that ain't right. Don't fuck with it.
Nah, you right. I mean, thanks for providing that little tidbit information as well. But yeah, don't follow that shit up, man. It's like another excuse for another bill to just start open season.
Yeah, exactly. Wild Wild West.
I'm already tired of listening to all these, you know, stories about people getting shot and killed. It's just like every week it's a new person getting killed, especially like I'm speaking for like Black people in general. This is always a new week somebody getting killed. Like recently, there's a guy up there in Minnesota. I keep hearing his name.
Oh, Dante Wright.
Dante Wright. Like that caught me off guard, but it's just like adding to the list of like people that are just keep getting killed. And this and stuff like this, laws like these are like kind of like little hints and stuff like that, or push people to like think, oh yeah, it's open season, or like, oh yeah, I can start doing this. But in actuality, it's a hidden agenda behind it, and like it's just getting worse. It's gonna get worse and worse if people keep doing stuff like this.
That's exactly.
We gotta stop them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we got a young mind on here to put it out there for the young people.
Man, oh yeah, man. While we talking on the subject, man. RIP to that man, Mr. Wright. You know, love and condolences to him and his family. I don't want to act like we just gonna ignore that. Just mention them for little clicks or whatever. But I really do. You know, what I'm saying, send love to him and his family, prayers and whatnot. Cause that's somebody, brother or dad, or you know what I'm saying. He got a kid. He got a whole kid.
Yeah, he got a kid. Two years old. He got a 2 year old son. Crazy.
I mean, that pain, that's some pain that kid got to deal with the rest of their life. So I send love and prayer to him and his family for real.
Yeah, definitely, man. That told me up when I was hearing that aunt recently just talking about him. Like, you know, he wasn't nobody's doorway. He was somebody loved from their family. You know, they gave, you know, that's who they gave the world. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he came from a loving family. And he's a person, you know what I'm saying? Just bringing that humanity to him.
Yeah, they talked to his parents, too. Like, his mom, she was trying to talk, but that's your heart, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's just like, we don't even get a break, though, bro. Like,
the
whole big Chauvin trial case right now, and then Wright gets killed. Why that's even still going on? You got the guy who was the military, the second lieutenant, who got pepper sprayed in his own car. Like,
yeah,
it's like constantly.
It's back to back. You want to know what's crazy? This shit goes on all the time. They just finally getting caught on fucking tape doing this shit. They're doing this shit for decades, man.
I'm trying to tell them.
I mean, no, I understand, but I'm just trying to tell them it's been going on for decades. They finally getting their ass caught. And some of them having to pay the consequences, but some of them may.
Some. He's right.
All of them. Take them pensions and all. Hell no, I don't give a fuck.
That's what it is. Yeah.
You got 26 distance. Years on the force. You don't know the difference between your handgun and the taser. And then you try to cover this shit up by saying taser, taser, taser. And you shoot. Come on now.
And you supposed to be out there training like young cops. That's what your whole
training officer for the police department. I'm not even a cop, and I know that your firearm goes on your dominant hand side, your taser is on the opposite side. It's not a it's not a big weight difference, but you can tell a loaded handgun from a damn taser. And this shit's bright yellow. I was like,
yeah. And you got for a taser, you got to take the flip end of that
bitch off, bro. So the little hooks can be shown, and that's what stick in them and had electricity coming through.
Yeah.
So you can say it was an accident. Your ass going down. Get her ass that goddamn. I think she got charged with a manslaughter or some bullshit. Get her ass off.
Yeah, she got charged with like second degree, third degree manslaughter, something like that. She already bought
it. Yeah, you already know that. Yeah. White people gonna get that money together. Everybody. They probably was getting that shit together when they seen the damn charges come up.
She white, man. She gonna get baked. She gonna get bonded.
This is really crazy. Like, when I hear about like social issues like this and like hearing about, you know, just more and more people of color being attacked, and people and Asian people too. That's been crazy to me too. Is like how much Asian hate that's been going on in America as well. And it's just like everything's starting to blow up over the years. Everything's blowing up more and more and more. But the crazy thing is that people have said it already, but I'm just gonna say it again. Like, the crazy thing is, it's just like how all this stuff's been going on before cameras, before social media, before cell phones. All this stuff's going on. And it reminded me of that song from Pusha T, Sunshine, when he was talking about, like, you know, it's just another nigga fed. It's another one they sent to the feds, you know what I'm saying? And in Fox's eyes, we're the victims getting, you know, attacked, hunted down, and, you know, just being racially profiled. And it's just going on for years and years, but, like, just the fact that it's blowing up and everybody sees it now, it really started to make everybody start choose sides. Like, you really gonna see the real true colors of everybody. And nobody can really hide from this. From this, what's going on anymore? Like, it's impossible to hide from it. You don't see the true colors come out just because of how easy it is to just to get a control button or a video flipping phone. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, even today, I saw this like brand new news. It was like in South Carolina, in our backyard, up in the Summit in Columbia. The white army sergeant or whatever, or a guy that was in the army, he was over there harassing a black dude just walking around the neighborhood, and it just went viral, and now everybody's talking about it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some stuff like that would probably got brushed under the rug like 2 days ago. I probably would not even got like major, like, you know what I'm saying, interest in like it is today. So, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, because Sergeant Crackass,
You know, they put that on what's the name of it. I seen them on social media talking about they was gonna do it. They said you can't even get in the summit. It was so many cars parked. You're coming to see you, Stan.
That's the thing about it. It's just a fucking summit. You would have thought he was talking about he lived in like,
yeah. And when he don't know it, you know he was in the military and he ain't not from here, because everybody know all the white people moving out of the summit anyway, going into Blackfoot. So you like the last of the, you know, you the last of the damn Americans out this bitch. I'm gonna tell you one thing. That black man at the that black man that's running the command over there at Fort Jackson already done got wind of it. Told him to pack your shit and have it out.
Get that dishonorable
discharge.
Yeah, he trying to get it out the way quickly. He ain't trying. He don't want no attachments to it.
And I'm gonna tell you one thing from military experience. You get charged out here in the civilian world. You also can get charged under the Geneva Convention in military. So, you know, already then, yeah. I mean, they already got the word going around that he's going to get charged through the military also. Yup.
Oh, hey. Man.
That's dead. You get dishonorable. It's already dead. You can't get none of your military benefits. And you can't get state or federal jobs. So, oh well.
Man.
Exactly.
Be drunk and racist.
Oh well.
The crazy thing is, though, they should knew what type of time it was on when the video started. My man had no socks on. He had a South Carolina, University of South Carolina shirt on. You could tell this man don't know where he at, or he brand new to the area, because he got no socks on. He got a Gangnam shirt on, and he just outside, and his, I don't know, I think that was the woman behind the black man. I think that was like his daughter or whatever. She had no socks on either. They were just trying to fit in where they get in. They don't know where they at. They really don't know where they at. They just seen people do stuff like that.
Man, he's out of here. I don't got nothing to say about it. And you know, I don't even know how, you can't make this shit up, bro. I don't even know how, man, I got no words for that motherfucker, but I do know one thing. I'm tired of talking about these crackers. I need a break myself personally. Damn, so I can relax, relate, and release. But you know,
hey, what we gonna do? What we gonna do for this break? Are we paying bills or can I introduce?
No. Actually, hey, go ahead and do your thing, bro.
I want to introduce this song we about to drop, man. It's my little bro. Well, all of our little bros, except for Chavez, his big bro. Easy. Drop Butter Entertainment, Smoke Gang. You already know. Yeah. But the song is called Chains. It actually is very relevant for right now. But it's called Chains, man. Y'all enjoy it.
To my mother. Mama. Ha. So I've been on my grind. Yeah, all these haters wanna hate, trying to steal a nigga swag, but they can't steal my shine. Yeah, I've been going through some things. And I done felt a lot of pain. But can't nobody hold me back. I do this shit by myself, and I'ma break these chains. I'm a prodigy who's known for breaking policies. Was in the streets constantly. With built up animosity. With the heat, probably. My life is like an odyssey. It's something like geometry. This is my biography. I'm known to keep it real. Why they acting real shady? I ain't with that whole shit. I was born in the 80s. So you can never play me. I did this shit daily. I had to get up off my ass. Ain't got no time for being lazy. Get my muscle up, big bro told me that. Chuck. Never let them see your moves, SK showed me that. 15 years old is when I got my first strap. You gotta lose to start winning, big cuz told me that. So I've been on my grind. Yeah, all these haters wanna hate, tryna steal a nigga swear, but they can't steal my shine. Yeah, I've been going through some things. I done felt a lot of pain. But can't nobody hold me back. I do this by myself and I'ma break these chains. Break these chains. Yeah, I'ma break these chains.
We bet.
How bad? Don't fuck up my intro, man.
I gave your fucking intro some flavor, nigga.
Man, flavor
these. We don't cook like white people over here, bro. We got a little season on that bitch.
That's
hey, yeah.
Yeah.
It's even
bad.
It's
Mega Bag.
It's Big Uno here.
Yeah, if y'all
don't
know, we got
Big Uno with us.
Only one, man.
Big Uno. I'm glad Big Uno here, so we get ready to talk about some sports. Yeah. But, you know, first,
sport.
You already know about this part. This right here, we got to, Chuck Two Nights got to talk about who got the ass whooped. We didn't get to talk about this last week, huh?
Oh, my.
The NCAA championship. Baylor beat the dog shit out of goddamn Gonzaga. It wasn't even close from the start, from the whistle, but from the fucking toss up at a ball, the fucking jump, the tip off. This shit just went bad. Yeah. It went south fast, bro. But now Baylor ended up winning 86-70.
Very, very sad watching that game. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That shit was sad, bro.
I'm about to ask you, man. What's your take, bro? Inside take on that.
From
shit.
A player's perspective, they're a good team. They're very, you know what I'm saying, real close-knit team. And I felt like at the time we lost to the national champions. Lo and behold, I was incorrect at the end of the tournament because they did lose to Baylor. I got to talk to Jalen Suggs while I was working out recently, and he just said that they had a bad start and it was hard to get back into the game because Baylor was good enough to just keep them out of the game and just play bad the rest of the game, but he feels like they could beat them any other time. Me personally, I think Baylor's just a better team. I think Baylor just was better defensively, more aggressive, and overall, just being as a basketball player, Trisada, I hate saying I lost to the runner-ups. I'd rather have said I lost to the champion. So I was very upset about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can understand that.
But it makes a lot of difference. But at the end of the day,
it does make a difference right there.
Still went to the Elite Eight. Probably not many people can say that. So I'll take what I can get. And also, UCLA lost. So I'm good. I'm sitting pretty. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting no love, but these are them Care Bears, so we straight. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter.
They gonna say we went to the Final Four. Y'all went to the Elite Eight.
Neither one of us got a ring, big cuz. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You're right about that.
You
know, you don't get a ring for going to the Final Four, unless you do.
I think you just get a banner like you do.
You do? Yo. Oh no, you don't. Know. Mm-hmm. They said congratulations. That's what you get.
Congratulations.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, it's great having that little insider, man. Information, dog. That's
good.
You don't really get to the inner workers like that.
That's good. I'm with you, Ricky. I'm glad on that. Because me, you know, I used to do the sports and shit, but I was just going to say, Butler put a 20 piece on the white boys because. I ain't know all that other stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I just know all I know is that nigga ball out. Tim and all them boys, whatever. Yeah, they got busted. But North Carolina Tar Heels coach Roy Williams retired last week. He had 33 seasons and 903 career wins. That's a lot. Congratulations on your retirement. So let's talk about this motherfucker that took his.
Wait.
Let's talk about this motherfucker that took his spot, bro. We gotta talk about this, bro. What his name? What the fuck was his name? Fucking Herbert Davis, you know.
Yeah, don't do that.
So, you really ain't about to like what I'm about to say about his ass.
Hold on, before you think of him, I would like to say much respect to Roy Williams. You know what I'm
yeah, go ahead.
To Roy Williams, you know what I'm saying? He was the first college coach I ever had met personally, so I had nothing but respect for that man. Even though he ain't offered me no scholarships, I still got respect for that man.
Hey, what the hell you think you're right. trying to get a motherfucking scholarship? You know what I'm saying? All right, so, after that, congratulate him, but let me tell you about this motherfucker here. So he takes the head coaching job. He goes in it on his first interview. After he get the job, he talks about, you know, he's been there. We've been about 9-10 years or something like that, whatever. And then he says he's proud to be, he said that he knows it's only like 20% of the head coaches in Division I are minorities. And he's proud to be, you know what I'm saying, the first African-American head coach at UNC. But then he had to go and fuck it up. He said...
How you do that?
He said, I'm proud to take on that role of being the first, you know, African-American head coach at North Carolina. Then he goes to say, and I'm also proud that my wife is white. And them... And that my three kids are a combo. He said they're a combo of the both of us.
A combo?
What the fuck does he mean?
A combo.
That's what he said. That's what he said. You know. And I just trying to find out what the fuck he mean by he was proud that she was white. I said a speaker.
I don't know. I guess you know that he's living off Dr. King's dreams. How do I know?
I wanted to. I wish I was just a reporter in that press conference. Just like.
Right.
Excuse me.
Hey,
Mr. Chuck, too nice right there with Carolina Kings podcast. I just didn't want to skip over this part because I kind of understand. What do you mean by you're glad that your wife is white? you're not glad that she was there by your side the 10 years you've been here?
That's happy.
Just glad she's white? That's the reason why you got the job or something? I'm confused. Because if you were married to LaQuisha, would you still have gotten the job?
You were proud that she's black.
Right. That's no shade to you, LaQuisha. Right. We love you. If your name is LaQuisha, we love you.
Right. No shade. Man, we love her. All the LaQuisha. But the point is,
I think he was trying to be too revolutionary, too futuristic. I feel like he was just trying to be like, you know, I got a white wife. I'm the first black coach in UNC history. I'm doing a damn thing. He was trying to express all that within that one message where he could have just said, I'm happy to be the first black coach in UNC history. And just kind of left it at that. Yeah, he could have left it at that.
He could have cut it off.
Adding your family into it in that way don't make much sense. I guess he just want to make sure. I guess in a way he's trying to thank them, which I get. But it just the way he delivered it, it's poor, buddy. It's poor.
Okay.
Does anybody want to hear Chuck Too's nice spot on this?
Please.
Why he said that? So,
go ahead.
I think he was writing what he was going to say the night before and was saying it in the mirror. And his wife was probably like in the room. And he was in the mirror in the bathroom. Like, yeah, I'm the first black head coach I'm proud that my wife is white. She probably was like, yes, that is a great speech. He should have called either, you know, if his mom is still living, should have called her. He should have called an auntie, sister, a niece. It's a list of black people. It's a list of black people he could have called and ran that by, and they could have told him, hey, Herb, whatever the fuck your name is. You might want to cut that last sentence out. You know what I'm saying? We understand you're proud, but just cut that out and just keep it at the you're proud to be first African American head coach. You think so? Yeah, man. So that's my take on it. He didn't ask the right person to listen to his speech. Your wife is going to say yes regardless. You know what I'm saying?
She'll be biased. She's always going to say yes at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to be biased in the situation, so.
I can really see this man sitting there by candlelight with a pen and paper writing that shit with glasses on.
I'm telling you. That's what happened. And his wife was in there with some old ass, like, 1950s, 1960s, like, lingerie on. Like, nightgown type good shit. And laying on the bed reading a fucking book or some shit. And was like, Nah, they're big. He got, he was in the league and stuff. He got a couple dollars. They probably got one of California Kings or something.
That's true. Like, hey, one thing you can't say about that, man. That man did have a jump shot. You can't say nothing about that.
He got a jump shot, though.
Shoot the blood out.
He was definitely a good basketball player. I just don't know what the fuck he was talking about in his last sentence. And this shit was the last. This is at the end, my nigga. It's like he was counting this shit down. Like, okay, I'm going to say it.
In closing, I'm going to do it.
That sounds terrible. Right here, somebody said,
"I love my kids because they are a proud combo of white, white." A combo.
Oh.
Yeah, combo. Yeah.
I mean, let's move on. I'm off this.
Let's move on to some. I can roast this ass in about an hour, but I'm trying my hardest to be positive. Let's get positive. Primetime out there still doing big things at Jackson State. Man, he just landed a deal with Pepsi for the whole conference. And this right here also helps. Derek Lewis, the president of the Southern Division for Pepsi Cola, here at Hampton University alumni. So that always helps too. That you got a black man in power, so we can get some shit done. Mm-hmm. But basically, yeah, no, you got to get somebody out there, man. But of course, you know, incentives. You know, they're gonna have naming rights, logos, signage. All that stuff. But the big thing that I like about this whole thing is the employment features. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have internship jobs available and full-time positions with the corporation available for grads. And yeah, that's a big thing right there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's for the whole conference, man.
Yeah, the one, man. It's only been one year. It's only been here for. It's not even a full season yet. He already doing stuff like that.
No, it ain't. It's like five games in or something like that.
Man, just get them trophy just off that right there. Trying to get on the trophy to that off that right there.
Hey.
That's big.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're going to mess
with the Deion Sanders MVP Sanders Award.
Deion, he ain't even played there.
No, that's crazy. Hey, that's a pretty decent name, though, for an award. For the Deion Sanders Award, it flows.
I can hear somebody saying that shit. I got the Deion Sanders Award. What you got? Exactly. Nigga.
We got that prime time. Call it the prime time MVP award.
Well, I got a little bit of sports news, you know, staying in the HBCU land.
Yes, sir.
Tennessee State University just hired Eddie George to be their new head coach, which is huge. You know, Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winner, Broadway star, Tennessee Titan legend. Just run the whole gamut, man. The resume is impeccable and it's long as fuck. But, I mean, just trying to follow, I guess, in Jackson State University's footsteps and hire, you know, a notable football legend, you know, to try to turn their football program around, which was one time was like, you know, really, really popping, really up there. But, you know, everybody got their peaks and valleys. So they're looking to Eddie George to turn it around.
I love this
around.
Shit, bro.
I think it's a great look, man. I love it. He's going to bring a whole lot of notoriety to him.
Yeah, somewhere he's familiar with, too. I mean, he was running on them years with the Titans, and now he got all he got to do behind the street. And he's right there.
Bruh. That nigga used to piss me off on Madden back in the day, dog. One of my homeboys was a Tennessee fan, that nigga. I was like, man, goddamn. Fucking Eddie George running that mother. Big, like this big Henry ass motherfucker. Just fast and strong like this. Hell no.
Fast Eddie's bitch. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But what I'm saying is, I think it's amazing. I hope more of these schools start to try to do that, man. It looks like a good winning formula. You know what I mean? Especially, and they get a lot of our, they get more notoriety to the whole HBCU sports programs. And just the fact that, like, it could kind of create like a little pipeline, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, showing that they actually care, coach on a high level, D1, whatever it may be, so they can get their foot in the door, you know, other places, and just impact black people's lives in a positive way. You know,
I can't, bro.
Well, the dope thing about it, I'm reading it right now. The dope thing is he's had Jeff Fisher as an advisor to help him out with rebuilding Tennessee State. So he don't have like a real position just advising George. So you can tell he's real serious about trying to rebuild the program. That is kind of what tells me, just having like Fisher like helping him out with it. So that's really dope too.
Because he doesn't have any he don't have any experience as a head coach. Yeah. So that is good, man. Your old coach can come back and help you out.
Yeah, that's fire, man. Just
hold on, nigga. Didn't they have McNair?
Don't talk to no quarterback.
They had
hey, you can do all you want to with the defense, but don't talk to quarterbacks, bro. Yeah, we see what he did with Vince Young, man.
Much as I don't like Texas, I love Vince Young, bro. I love Vince Young. He was the truth, boy. Speaking of the truth,
yeah,
isn't there some story about somebody named the truth?
The truth. Hey,
or I might be mistaken.
The truth, a wild man, boy. The truth, a wild man, boy. Man. But for those of you who don't know who the truth is, Paul Pierce. He was having some fun. I ain't seen nothing wrong with what he was doing. I mean, I don't think I would have posted that stuff on social media, but I don't see nothing wrong with what he was doing. But he posted a video on Instagram, smoke a little weed. Allegedly, I'm gonna say allegedly, because it could have been just, oh, I'll be forgetting, because I'm in South Carolina. So, well, he smoked a weed, you know, playing a little poker, and had some scrippers in there, getting it in.
For the PG,
he
had some female friends.
PG? Oh no! This right here is NC-17 right here, cause yeah, scribbles in that bitch.
Nah, having himself.
And the words.
Nah, wasn't it a weekend he was doing this? He posted it. Nah, one night. But I think it was two nights. I think it was.
He was getting his dinner.
He had two different fits on. Cool. He changed it in one night. But he had two different fits on in them photos and videos. So that's how I was.
Yeah, that other one might have got a little something on it.
Maybe. Had to get rotation.
Oh, wow.
Straight Bill Clinton style, baby.
Baby batter.
Change this shit.
Wow.
Hey, but it's cool. We got fired, so it is what it is. But why does a porn website called Cam Soda offer him a $250,000 contract to be their first NBA analyst? And he could stream every night, talk about sports or talk about NBA, and he has strippers and stuff twerking in the back. Smoke all the weed you want. Why are you talking about the NBA?
Every man's dream. That sounds like every man's dream job. I get paid to talk about sports while I got half naked girls around me twerking, and I get to smoke on this bud and drink.
And you get a little check for it too, bud.
To do this? I do this. I already do this for free. I can get paid to do this. Sign me up. Let me sign with a contract.
Send the contract
if Falcon's really thinking about like image and like I don't want to be seen as that type of person, he really shouldn't really care about it, because I mean everybody knows who Paul Pierce is. Everybody got mad respect for Paul Pierce. So him taking a job wouldn't even be like a knock on his image at all, really. Yeah. It'd just be something he could add to it.
And at the end of the day, no. He's fucking rich.
He's not.
Who cares?
He doesn't care. He's wealthy.
There you go. He's wealthy. Yeah. It's a difference. It's definitely a difference.
He got an NBA ring. Definitely a Hall of Famer. Definitely a Hall of Famer. It's a matter of time. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, bro, ain't nothing else for me to say. Like, ain't nothing bad nobody can say about Paul Pierce unless he, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing we can say that's bad about him. Unless you're just a hater. Now everybody say Paul Pierce hates on LeBron. That's real. I mean, that's probably a true fact. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, that's still the truth. True. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth. Ain't nobody. That's one of the most hardest nicknames in the NBA history. The truth.
And I'm a Laker fan, and I got respect for him. So know the man real. At the end of the day, never knock him for that. And what happened? What happened the next week, nigga? The next meeting. What? It was like a year or two after that. What are you talking about?
Man, that was bad injuries. Man, come on now.
Yeah. It was old. You're right.
It was the same Mamba.
You're right.
Regardless of what team they was playing. So.
It's still the same Mamba. RP. That's true. That's the one thing. Y'all got some bright spots about the Lakers, man. Mamba was definitely one of them, man. Hey, but you got some more sports stuff over here.
Not really. No one talk about none of this other shit. Other than like I told y'all a couple podcasts before, we was talking about Deshaun Watson. some of his accusers starting to drop his lawsuits. Yeah. They never put their names out of there. Oh, just magically just starting to drop them. Why? Oh. Was what you were saying was not true? Some other witnesses accusers are starting to drop. Yeah. But that's about it I'm going to say about that. I'm going to just, I just saw today on ESPN.com. They starting to drop. We dropping the suit. We good. I bet.
As always, you know,
get that man a round of applause.
Hey, I don't like your tone, bro. And you got this whole, you know what I'm saying, you got some venom in your voice when you said that shit, bro. My shit was great.
Nah, bro, I didn't have no venom, dog. I mean, I just was saying the fact, you know. I mean, a hit dog holler, but he deserved, bro. Like, thank you for the sports take. It definitely was much better this time. It's probably the best it's ever been. I like to contribute most of that too.
But hey, it's all Chuck Ruffin, aka
Cooper. You, bro.
y'all gonna start treating me like pooping in this bitch, nigga. Because you know, I can style myself and make myself president for two more years, shit like that. I want that kind of power, nigga. Fuck that shit. Y'all treat me like I'm goddamn. Hey, man, listen, man.
Oh
Hey, well, you know, we just messing with you, bro. You know, we got love for you, bro. Hey, so, you know, while we take not Chuck do the whining and crying, and I don't know what the baby's going to do, we're going to take care of him. And after this break, we're going to come back.
I don't want no break, nigga.
Hey, no, said nobody ever.
No. Oh, you were on. Oh, like Brady Mac said, black people, when we break, we break.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
All right, yo, we back from break. Hope you got your shits and giggles in.
Who the fuck eat hot pockets
warmed up?
That was me warming up my mac and cheese.
You ain't heard nobody fixing no food.
No, I just heard y'all motherfucking fix the food and shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow. I don't miss that college life for nothing, man. Anyway,
King Combo, baby.
I was gonna go straight to our King Combo for the week. King Combo time, baby. Get poppin', get poppin'. So this week I was thinking we talk about the likeness and image bill for, you know, college athletes for NCAA. You know, since we got a, you know, best college athlete on here tonight, you know, big Uno with us, I think it'd be appropriate to kind of, like, you know, discuss and talk about kicking around it. So I'll just read a little bit of information about it, and then we can go from there. So as of February 4th from CBS Sports, they say the new congressional bill aims to make name, image, and likeness a federal right for college athletes. Basically, the bill would unionize if a name, image, and likeness bill is passed. It will be the latest piece of legislation aimed to shape the whole debate, you know, once it's on the federal level, then, you know, it's pretty much the word across the land. So, I mean, the bill just tries to help or have athletes be able to, you know, organize through collective representation and be able to make money off of their likeness and imaging and still remain under the NCAA amateurism model. So it's a big deal.
I mean, you know, I feel like that's something that's really overdue, and I use overdue as overdue. Like, being a college athlete from my own perspective, everybody wants your autograph, everybody want to take pictures with you, everybody want to get your jersey, everybody want to wear the same shoes as you. If you're winning, if your team winning, everybody want to bet they life savings, their house on everything, on your games, on your free throws, on the spread. Everybody making money and benefiting off you, except one person, you. And it sucks, because, like, you wake up every day, you got to go to workouts, you got to go to class, you got to deal with other life problems. You know, so I got some teammates that, you know, deal with girlfriends, deal with wives, deal with kids, on top of trying to be a great athlete and a great student, or at least be respectable in both areas. And you know what you're saying? You go out there every day, you busting your ass, you waking up early, going to sleep late, repeatedly over and over again. You miss summer. That's the biggest thing nobody summers. Your summers are really dedicated to your craft. Like, you working out every single day. You take a summer class to try to stay ahead or get ahead. And all your friends back home, they going to do trips in Miami, they going crazy in Cancun. People over there just living their life, and you looking at your phone, you like, damn, that could be me. But you rather do your sport, you know what I'm saying? What God blessed you to do. Yes. And everybody said, well, you chose to be that. You chose to be an athlete. You know what I'm saying? You chose to do that. Yes, we chose it, but we also want to get the chance to choose whether we get paid or not. Like, we should be able to get paid for our choice. You know what I'm saying? We're putting a lot of hard work in for very minimal reward. Obviously, we get to be on TV. Obviously, everybody gets to see us. I mean, it's cool, nice, whatever, you know what I'm saying, getting the exposure, but going home every night eating ramen noodles or what I'm doing right now, eating macaroni, shit sucks. I mean, you gotta try to stretch money and stuff like that into the weekend, you gotta budget more.
You doing a whole lot of headache for a little bit of joy and pleasure, just trying to make some money. And when people, you know what I'm saying, when people in the past have like gotten paid to go to college and whatnot, everybody tries to slander them or make them seem like they're the bad person for taking money and whatnot because they heard in their school or da 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 da. But I mean, you put a kid in a position where he's far away from home and he can't see his family like that. You gotta find a way to provide. He's probably the only one that can provide for their family. I mean, what you expect? Like, you expect him just to go out there and let his family starve and die? Would you let your family starve and die? No. So what you expect he gonna do? It's just really a tough situation. It's an ugly situation. And I think it cost the athlete, I would say it cost the athlete the most out of anybody. For real. It cost the athlete more than anybody, you know? And it hurts. But just seeing this bill getting passed is really good. But like everything else in America, it's gonna be slow developing. One state has it approved, another state don't have it approved. People still kind of in limbo on how to make it work and how people can get money approved. They waiting on 2022 or 2023. Basically trying to skip over another couple classes of kids that are in college right now that could use that money right now. They're basically pushing it back a little bit further to get the iron out the details. I use air quotes when I say iron out the details of it, just so they can make it more efficient. But really, they're trying not to pay some certain people in college right now, trying to avoid that. So it's overdue. I'm glad to see it, but I need to see some more, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, we tear ACL or something like that, it's over. We ain't got no money for that.
Yeah, all right, man. I agree with everything you're saying, man. But these schools make a lot of money off their team, off the, you know what I'm saying, fans coming off their team's players. And what's even more crazy is, yeah, okay, he's going to most of these athletes, they know they're going to school for free. You still got some that's probably on partial scholarship. Yeah, they're going to school for free, but you're making a lot more money off that sport than what it's causing him to go to school. Trust me, we know y'all making a lot of money. Bro, they should have been paying these guys, because you can't get a job. You ain't got no time. If you're not in practice, you in class. If you're not in class or practice, you in study hall. You're not going to have time to get a job, to be able to, you know, buy the bare necessities, stuff like that. And some of these college athletes, you know what I'm saying? Some of these, and it could be like even the star. Some of them are like first generation going to college. Like their parents, grandparents, none of them siblings, nobody been to college. Some of them just, they the first person in their family to go to college. So that's a lot of times that could be saying a lot about their household, like Chavez was saying about some of them having to be providers for the household. Their household might not be all the way intact as far as financially. So him getting money through the school, going to school, because they work just as hard. A lot of them work just as hard as NBA players. You're having no time to do anything. They should be getting something. That way, that person, he can go get his stuff right and send money home.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had the same way. Actual teammates get jobs. Working jobs, just to eat.
Bro, I don't know how
the money they was making off that job was for them to eat. They was already using their money that they get. If some schools do cost of attendance, some schools don't. That's one thing everybody else don't understand either. Everybody's like, you get cost of attendance though. No, not every Division I school gets cost of attendance. Breaking news. I don't know if y'all didn't know that, but I'm here to say that right now, because I just left a school in South Carolina, Wofford, where they don't pay you anything. Nothing. Walker's a Division I JUCO. You basically are play Division I teams night in, night out. And you come back and you practice, you gotta share the court with the girls team and sometimes your practice be at 8 o'clock, and when it's over, it's like 12 o'clock, or like 11 o'clock at night, and the dining hall closed at 7. So, and then we don't have no money. So some of us can't even eat. We go to sleep hungry. Wake up in the morning and gotta go to the dining hall. And we got no money the whole time I was there. The whole 3 years I was there, I did not get paid at all by Walker to be there.
I was just playing Division One teams, and we probably went on the best run in school history. Guess how much money we saw off that run? Zero. All that money that we made off that run in the tournament went straight to football and track, which I get because our school don't make enough money to, you know what I'm saying, for everybody to get money for their teams or whatever. But at the end of the day, we over here starving, hungry. We over here making the school look good, and they couldn't even at least put our names on the back of the jersey. We walk around with a team. We only a few teams in the tournament. No name on the back of your jersey. So nobody knew who the hell you are when you playing for Walker.
Yeah, I do. Remember.
Exactly.
I know. No name like, hey, bro, back. You? That's it.
But
crazy,
we can't get
bro.
Paid, can't get that's the name on the back, but we expect to come to practice every day with full of energy, ready to play, ready to give effort and all this other stuff. When we don't even know when we're going to eat like that because the dining hall closed certain times. And when we do get to dine at all, the food not even that good. It's cold. You're just sitting under that little lamp, catching whatever warmth is left out of that little light bulb, but it's just not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that joint was a Division One JUCO. Division One junior college. We just play D1 schools, but we get the JUCO treatment like everybody else.
That shit
it's
crazy.
Like some JUCOs that probably got better treatment than we did. Be real with you.
Man, that fucked up, bro. Well,
yeah, man.
You're in the land of the Trojans now, baby. Flying private, baby. Man. That's what's up, man. Oh, man. That was a good ass King Kong, dog.
Yeah, y'all carried me. I ain't going to even lie to you. I enjoyed it. I was like a fan. I'm listening too. Like, hey.
Think about tickets.
About tickets, man. You know, have a popcorn. No, I agree for real, for real. The whole conversation needs to go further. And I enjoy the Ken combo, man. Man, it was great having you on, Vez. Like, man, I thought you were going to fuck,
I'm saying, I guess I'm with you, bro. I guess sharing blood don't
that
mean
nigga one of us. Bro. That nigga one of us, bro.
Man, we come from the...
That shit was
what
damn.
You mean?
We come from the same.
That shit was damn.
I thought that was a compliment, annoying. No?
That shit was not a compliment.
That's wild.
Yeah,
That's like the same compliment like Annie and them got in the orphanage. Fuck out of here. Oh, not life in this motherfucker.
Oh, not life, baby.
Oh, yeah, breaking news. If you don't follow Chevy Duncan he is coming back.
He is coming back. USC. I don't go by Chevy no more. So if anybody call me Chevy, you get no respect from me.
Oh, my bad.
No respect from me. All right. So I got
what really, happened?
Let me reel it back. So I got the name nickname Chevy.
What the fuck happened?
Like a girl that was in my friend group while I was in ninth grade. I was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice little nickname my friends called me. That's cool. I can respect that. After a while, the name started getting bigger as I was playing basketball. Everybody started calling me that. People that didn't know called me that. And it didn't bother me too much being a high school kid because, you know, you just enjoying the fame of being a high school athlete, star basketball player. So you didn't really worry about the nickname too much. It wasn't until I got to Wofford was when I was like, all right, this got to stop. We got to stop calling me this because people would write my name out and they would write Chevy Goodwin. Like, that was my real name. My mom, it hit me one day when a kid came up to me and said, is your name Chevy Goodwin? And I was like, no, my name is Chevy. And it was like, oh, I didn't know that. I thought your name was Chevy Goodwin. That's all I see everywhere is Chevy Goodwin. And I was thinking to myself, if my mama could see this right now, she probably would have slapped the taste out of my mouth and would have slapped whatever else said my name was Chevy. So then I was like, you would have slapped him? Would have slapped your mama?
She would have slapped that little white boy.
What if I would have slapped Ricky and my dad? Hey, what up, nigga? Let this thing go on with it. She would have just laid ass with him. Like, y'all used to do in WWE.
Let it go.
They would shoot a clean ring. Everybody would
have
got stunned. Would have
whooped
everybody ass.
Yeah.
Well,
and that, when that happened, that just hit me. I was like, bro, I got to stop this. I have to come to an end now.
Got shit to do with your name.
Do I look like a car to you? I used to tell people that. Do I look like a car to you, my nigga? Like, no. Like, my mom didn't name me after no car company, so stop calling me that. And the thing that used to make me even more mad when I started threatening people on how to say my name, like, my name is Chavez,
people be like, I don't like that. I just want to call you Chevy. I don't give a fuck what you like. And that was them in the conversation. That was in the conversation like, what do you like to call me? I didn't ask you that. I told you my name is Chevy. This ain't no, this ain't no ice cream shop.
Sorry, which one do you prefer?
I want chocolate. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to get a bunch of what you mama, want, nigga. That's what I got.
His mama name was Chevy, so I'm gonna call him Chevy.
Everybody got like an attitude about it now. Everybody sucking their teeth out to correct them or whatever. But I don't care. God. You won't like me if I called you something about your name that you didn't like. I don't want to be called Chevy anymore. I want to be called Chevy Goodwin, aka Vez Big Uno. That's it. If you can't steal one,
exactly.
I'm saying
Big Uno. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need like a nickname.
You can't stick with
me.
That's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? You can stick with me. That's how. But no one can call me Chevy no more.
Hey man,
what you gonna do?
It's a wrap. What you gonna do?
Charles Barkley
is a hater. I remember that. I remember that nigga was hating on y'all. When he was at Wofford, he was hating on y'all ass in the tournament. But I was like, God damn. No, I just don't see them.
He couldn't say Wofford.
Yeah, he couldn't.
I just
I just don't see them getting out of the first round.
We still can't see you with no rings. God, so yeah. I guess we both can see things clearly enough for you to want to. But yeah.
Oh God!
Yikes! Yeah, that's right. He don't have any rings. You know?
Eagle, though.
No. That reminds him that a lot.
I ain't worried about that, man.
Eagle.
Hey.
We're freaking Eagle.
Most definitely.
Hey, man, I had fun tonight.
Definitely, man.
Yeah, definitely did, bro.
We got to do this again.
Man, yeah, we can do it again. We'll have to have you back, bro. We'd like to come back and do this with us, man.
We'll get with your agent.
Y'all know my agent information. You'll get in contact with your people and my people. We'll make sure the parties can have a mutual meeting again.
Nigga, you know. You got
it. Y'all shut it on these cards.
Yeah. Nigga, whatever. Nigga, you gotta run. Y'all gotta run this. You gotta run this tournament run back next year, nigga. You ain't got no fucking agent. Shut out for it.
Shut out for it. All these pieces here.
I don't know. I slide this card and everything.
Oh, well, our people will let you know if we decide to go.
See?
That's, oh, shit, we got people?
All
right. I need that number, cuz. I need that number.
You need that number to the people?
Hey, man.
I'll get that shit to you, too. I'll tell you, man. But we about to get up out of here, man. Shoot. As always, you can catch me on EACG32. That's on Instagrams. I really don't be on Facebook like that. I
ain't even gonna get my fucking Facebook. Man, you know, cause this nigga get on my nerves every fucking week about that shit. So goddamn Facebook. Yeah, Facebook.
Damn.
So you already know. Chuck2986 on Twitter and Instagram for fucking EA ass.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter too, people too. Yeah, EACG.
Heavyweight. Love.
No, that's the heavyweight lover on that bitch.
Oh no, it's overweight.
Overweight love, whatever, overweight, whatever. Heavy D ass nigga.
It's overweight.
Overweight, whatever. Oh, fucking niggas, a dark skin, heavy D and shit. That's what it is.
Oh wow, the hate, bro.
Hey, Big Uno, Big Uno, man. Chavez Goodwin, shit,
you know what I'm saying? No space, capital C, capital G. My Instagram is Chavez dot Goodwin.
No
capital C, capital G. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Chavez dot Goodwin on Instagram and Snapchat. I ain't gonna get that out there. Y'all don't need all that information. But that's my Twitter. That's my Instagram, man. Y'all contact me through there. Yeah. Never gonna get out the snap, man.
Never give out the snap.
Nah, some ladies ask for it. Some ladies ask for it. I might have to lie, bitch. But
you on TikTok too, bro?
TikTok.
Well, I ain't got no TikTok.
You got a TikTok?
Man.
You got a TikTok?
I
got okay, I'm about to say. Rika got one. This nigga born in the 80s and you got this nigga born in the 80s and got a fucking TikTok.
TikTok,
God.
Nah, bro. Don't worry about what I got. I'll be on that hit. I'm about to be on the hit new low in the renegade.
Get off Tinder. Get off TikTok, man. I'm about to say get off Tinder. Hey, I'm about to say get off Tinder.
Hey, don't say that.
Oh, man, white.
That's just still around.
Nah, I would think so.
Blackpeoplemeet.com. Man, if you don't go out there and find your bitch, get the fuck off.
Yo, man, it's COVID, bro. They closed up. You know, everybody.
That shit 10 years old, nigga.
I ain't gonna let that shit rain too much long. People out the vaccine. Yeah, it's a wrap on that. Outside. Ain't trying to go outside.
You can meet a bitch.
The vaccine. The vaccine is a good thing, and y'all need to get y'all shots. I don't know what y'all waiting on. I guess y'all trying to see if Swarm is gonna turn into an alien or a monster. Well, while you doing all that, waiting in your house, I'm gonna be outside with the good people, having a grand time living life, you know, enjoying the world safely though. But the festivities must be
the festivities. That's what white people do. White people don't have events. They have festivities. You know what I'm saying? We got festivities going on.
They definitely
like,
do.
Like, what the fuck? First time I heard that word, bro, I was like, what the fuck is a festivities? And, some guys was like, oh, they just going to have a lot of activities, different stuff you can do. I said, what the fuck did she ain't say that? That's all it is.
I mean, just like Buddy, we say a function or a kickback.
My generation, my generation, we just love going with the move. We're going with the move. You know what I'm saying? That's the event for the evening. The move. Where everybody gonna be at? The move.
What's the move? Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, but some stupid dope moves all the time.
That shit is.
If you don't know that movie, you need to go sit down on the couch and go watch it right now. It's fresh.
But anyway, we gotta get.
Don't know that movie,
Stat your ass down.
Watch that joint. That joint is a classic movie. You need to go watch it. It's called Fresh. And nothing else entices you. Samuel Jackson in there. I don't know what else to say to that.
That loud nigga.
Oh,
Hey, man, fear by many, baby. Hey, but subscribe, yo, Carolina Kings. Y'all already know what it is. You know the vibes, baby.